Well, I agree with you. I thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to get the call started, and I will now turn you over to our host. God bless you on this Think About the Goodness of God Thursday, for God is good all the time.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Wella, for that wonderful tag. Think About the Goodness of God Thursday. And just as many of you have said, God is good all the time. Good morning, everyone. My name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey. And as I listen to each and every single one of you as we welcome you on the Master's Call, it makes me think about, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He cleansed my mind. He saved me just in time. Glory to God. Look at what God has done for each one of us. Look what he's done with this awesome call. Look what he's done in your life. We are grateful, and we praise him, and we think about his goodness, and we testify about it. And that's what we do here on the Master's Call. It is about our Master. And this call was founded. I'm hearing an echo. Can everyone hear me? Okay, the call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Roberts, she resides in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa resides in Dallas, Texas, and she's known as Our Mother Eagle. And we have a mission statement that the Lord has also given us, and it is for us to be enriched, for us to be enhanced, and for us as believers to be empowered as we go and we start our day. And that goes back to God is good, and he made sure it was a plan in action for each one of us. And the scripture that we stand on, you can locate it in the book of Psalms, and it is verse 13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our call is here Monday through Friday, every single day of the week. We start at 7:30 Central Time, and you can also go to our website. We have an email address for you, and our email address, if you would like to find out more information about our call, more information about these wonderful women of God who pray, and we look forward to the mighty men of valor who are going to join us as a prayer intercessor. Send us those requests. Send us those inquiries. Send us your praise reports, and you can send it all to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We have a website for you, and our website, every message is there. You can listen to it at your leisure. You can download it. Share this call and these messages with your friends, with your family members, with your coworkers. And you can find all of the messages at themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And again, that is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there is an awesome vehicle, tool, company, family that has brought many of us together, and it is Artists International. Many of us are Artists International distributors. This company is owned and founded by the Diaz de Leon family. Artists International is a health and wellness company. They are also Christians. They put God first in everything they do, just as we do on this call, and the Lord is blessing that company mightily. So if you are interested to find out additional information, if you're not a distributor, go back to the person then who invited you to the call and let them tell you about what's going on in our company. And to our distributors, you know God is good to us. We think about his goodness. We have a back office where we can find out about promotions. We have networking going on, so make sure you stay plugged in to what God is doing. And at this time, I don't want to take up any more time. I want the woman of God, Minister Benita, to come and open us up in prayer so that we can hear the word of God. Minister Benita, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, and God bless you.
Good morning. Praise God. Let us go to the Father. now in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for just waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for giving us those things that we are deserving of and stopping anything that is going to hinder us from moving forward. Father, we thank you for the message. We're going to thank you for the messenger. We thank you that we will be able to receive this anointed word that you are feeding through one of your very own so that it will enrich, empower, and enhance our life, Father. We thank you for just another day, and we bless the Des de Leon family and Artists International and our co-founders that you have seeded into them, sown into them, and then they have sown into us, Father. We appreciate everything that you have done for us, and with that, Father, we are going to just say to Satan at this moment, Satan, there is no place on the line for you. Any kind of annoyance that you had in mind, you can just forget it, Satan. All is well. Father, we are going to cover this prayer in your son's blood. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for opening us up in prayer, clearing the atmosphere. Family, you are going to hear the word of God from one of our co-founders, our Mother Eagle. We love her dearly. She is an anointed woman of God. She is a prophet of God. She is a pastor who serves mightily to God and for his people. She is the pastor of the Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center. And she also loves and nurtures us, and she does this full-time in addition to all of the things that God has called her to do. Pastor Vanessa, she is, as I mentioned, the co-founder of this call, and she, too, is an Artist International distributor, and I love her dearly, and I love her approach to expanding the Word of God. She makes it clear, simple, and to the point, and that's what the Lord did. And when the Word is clear, you can understand it. You get revelation knowledge of the word, and then you can go back and you can do the word. So without further ado, I bring this anointed, mighty, prophetic woman of God to the line who I love. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for that extremely kind introduction. Good morning to our Master's Call family. Kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Again, thank you, Minister Tammy, for running words first this morning and for greeting all of our people, letting us all get situated in the spirit to receive the manna, the word of God this morning. Thank you, Ms. Benita, for that opening prayer, as the heavens are aligning so that the word comes to us unhindered. And to our prayer warrior general, thank you, Minister Robin, for hosting the call today. We started a series, or continued in a series, talking about when we freely give, and it has been in concert, cementing in our spirit. This entire series of Transform 90. Aligning with artists is we are on a Transform 90 program, and the products have done awesome things for us physically and emotionally. We've been dwelling in to talk about the spiritual transformation, and we talked about the trip of the 90 days, the transformation of the T, the R, that it's restoring some things in us, and the I, as we go through this spiritual transformation, we're getting the strategic information, you know, and all of our getting, get understanding, and the P, it's the preparation, so that at the end of these 90 days that we arrive whole on the inside and solid on the outside. With this trip we started on June 3rd, we asked everyone to write down 7 things that they've been decreeing and speaking and praying over and putting scriptures to, believing that God would do in us and through us for his glory and the edification for our good. So as we've gone through this trip, we're getting armed with what we need so that it's a lasting experience for us. For some of us, wow, it seems like all of hell has come against us. For some of us, man, we've been stretched and didn't realize what was all inside of us. But for all of us, we're believing God that the perfecting, the pruning, the pressing is going to bring us forth as pure gold. And when we started earlier this week on this series, our title, When We Freely Give, our trip, our T-R-I-P, produces heavenly treasures on earth. When we, that adverb, freely give, our trip produces heavenly treasures on earth. And we use the acronym of GIVE, gesture, intimately valuing everyone. Giving is a gesture. Intimately, because we're giving of ourselves, we should be valuing everyone. And we talked about making sure that the groundwork for giving was that when we freely give, it's not just finances, but the three P's. We're giving of our time, we're giving of our talents, and we're giving of our treasure. And that we're not narrow-minded in understanding as a yielded vessel how God wants to give in us. And as we plant the seeds of giving of our time, our talents, and our treasure, we'll watch a manifold harvest come back to us. But if we are not freely giving, yeah, of our time, our talent, and our treasures, even with the new math, zero times zero is zero. So when we're looking for the giving, the world may say, let me see what you're working with, then I'll do. Wrong spiritual law. That's why we're on this spiritual transformation, to get our thinking lighting up with kingdom principles, which say you freely give first. Yeah, you get naked first. You expose yourself first. You extend your hand, your heart, your desires first, and then you watch God give back to you. And we're going over four principles, finishing our fourth one today. Our first principle we started with, the G of principles of giving. First, I release the strings attached to my giving and keep my eyes focused on Christ. I release the strings attached to my giving and keep my eyes focused on Christ. We challenge each and every one of us to get to that 1 Corinthians 13 agape love, where we don't have an agenda. There aren't a whole puppet strings attached when we give, but we're yanking and depending and pulling back people. I got you under control because I gave. I release. Don't say amen or oh me. I release the strings attached to my giving, and I keep my eyes focused on Christ. In other words, your source is not the person or the people or the things you sowed into. Your source is Jesus Christ. Now, we're talking about when we freely give, our TRIP, our transformation, restoration, information, preparation, produces heavenly treasures right here on earth. Our second principle we discussed was the principle two of freely giving. We can only freely give out of an intimate heart. We can only freely give out of an intimate heart, birthed through an intimate relationship with Christ. We talked in great detail about being an effective instrument. And when you put in the time, you've got to get the quality time in so you intimately know Jesus, just like we work so hard to intimately know that significant other. To get that book, you learn their colors, their likes, their favorite foods, their favorite hobbies. Well, the Word of God, our basic instructions before leaving earth, instruct us how to be intimate. The children of Israel knew his acts, but Moses knew his ways. It comes out of intimacy. You can't have just a five-minute prayer life and want to be the mighty man and woman of God. Intimacy takes quality time. Praise God, we're on this call, this corporate call, when we come together and rejoice, when we come in the fellowship at our churches. But there's got to be some one-on-one time with Daddy God. Then we come forth with the image of God. Then thirdly, we talked about when we give, we are showing value to others. When we freely give, we are showing value to others. See, because we are giving with a spirit and a mindset as good stewards. You know, I stress that Quit thinking of giving as just finances. That's why some of us are struggling for that very thing, finances, because we missed the big picture, the global picture of God, is that we give of our time, we give of our talents, and we'll be happy then to give of our treasures. And we talked about the importance of showing value to others, and we read from Luke 12, 40 through 48. Now, I stress that 48th verse, and to whom much is given, much is required. And of those who've been given much, he'll even ask them more. Man, I tell you, all my life, I keep that on my refrigerator to remind myself when God blesses us with being multi-talented, multi-gifted, and can move and do great things, there's greater responsibility on our lives to pour back out to give. So this morning, we're going to our fourth principle of freely giving. Freely giving establishes a legacy of blessings. Freely giving establishes a legacy of blessings, and it comes from the seeds of kindness that we plant through words and deeds. It comes from the seeds of kindness planted through words and deeds. See, some of us are, quote, spiritually overdrawn because we've not planted any seeds of kindness. We've had the gimme, you know, the gimme club, the bless me, I want, I need, I have. And there's no I in team first. Team has no I in it. And you and God are a team individually with the Spirit of the Lord and corporately with fellow believers. And we're overdrawn and bankrupt because we're always looking for what we can get out of it. And that principle one, we don't want to give unless there's some strings attached. It's just keep looking straight ahead and smiling wherever you are. Well, nobody but the Holy Ghost know we're on the lane this morning. We're in the right lane because we've got to deal with this before we complete our trip, that we've got to give with pure motives before God. So freely giving establishes a legacy of blessings from the seeds of kindness planted through words and deeds. And it's words and deeds. Many of us, we talk eloquently and we conjugate our verbs correctly. We know how to just flower words with a fragrance that makes everybody feel good. But when it comes to putting your hands to the plow, can't find you, your ghost, Casper. It's words and deeds. Love is action. You have to show love. It's great to say, I love you, I love you, I care about you, and your actions don't line up. Ah, that's not planting the right kind of seeds of kindness. Many of us have planted self-centered seeds and then had the audacity to spiritualize it. Let's pray for some crop failure with some of those seeds. And on this trip, we're going to start planting the right seeds so that we produce a legacy. A legacy, when you see kind parents and you say, wow, their children are so considerate and thoughtful. Well, they're part of the legacy of kindness that's been planted. And so when there is a true need in your life, you can make that spiritual withdrawal. You can make that emotional withdrawal because you've planted consistently in the good time and the bad time the seeds of kindness, of life that through words and deeds can come back to you. You know, the scriptures tell us when you're going through your worst time, when the devil has hit you with a fiery dart, I mean right in the heart and it hurts, and you're feeling lonely, well, don't keep going that way of lonely toward depression. Get up and go bless somebody else. It tells you whatever the enemy throws at you, then you throw back at him by giving of yourself with that. Let's break that down a little bit more because this is so important of legacy. You know, some of us are saying, well, I didn't have that example in my mom and dad and grandparents. I didn't have positive family experience. Well, then you are starting the correct godly legacy by employing the principles of Christ with the giving freely of your time, of your talent, of your treasure. Sometimes, especially in a home, people don't need you to throw more gifts at them. Children, many times when I've been ministering and pastoring, and especially for those of us who've been so successful, we negate the very biggest assignment we have, which is our family. How are you going to win the world and lose your home? And you're not first giving them the thing that children want the most, young people want the most, is your time. Your time to be at the things that are important. Quit using the excuse, well, I'm just out here working hard so that we can make it, so that we'll have more. Sometimes we don't want the more. We want you, we want me. And I've been arrested many times when I've been traveling all over the world, and my little niece will say, "Now, Nessie, don't you put anything on this day because this is family time. This is definitely not." And I'm like, wow, they see me so much gone for everybody else that she's making sure I understand. This is, and don't be bringing other people. Like, woo, and that little selfish. And then I had to be arrested by the Holy Ghost. No, they want me to give of my time and keep them the most important. You know, young people have a way of arresting us back to truth. And so I'm saying this morning, make sure you're giving it in words and deeds. Be the living epistle for Christ. Strategically give and then evolve with a deliberate change. See, a lot of times change is not fast, but it's deliberate. First, you've got to enjoy the journey. Let's go through some ease of us establishing the legacy. We got to equip ourselves daily for success. Equip yourself daily for success by soaring like the eagles that we are and having the mindset that we're going to endure like a good soldier. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Well, every day we should feed our faith muscles and starve our fears every day, like we're on this line feeding our spirits. Our spirits are like those little birds in the nest, the little eaglets opening up their mouth saying, "I'm hungry, I'm hungry." That's a natural food, but our spirits are sometimes bankrupt for the living water of the Word of God, and it's daily. Some of us are anorexic in the spirit because we're not spending the quality time with Daddy God. We're not spending the quality time in His presence to get the mandate, to get the assignment, to get the marching orders for our day. So this call is important, but don't ever neglect the one-on-one time with Daddy God so that you can see yourself as the eagle with the assignments that He puts in front of you, with the daily challenges of life, so that we can endure and not give up or give out before we accomplish that place in God. See, remember, the only place, I say this all the time, that success comes before work is in the dictionary. The only place that you're going to get to the end of this trip with success is you're going to have to put the time in, the work in, to be the great success, working on ourselves. Soar like the eagles that you are, as the scripture says in Isaiah 40, that very familiar verse and 31st verse. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 2 Timothy 2. That's third verse in 2 Timothy, second chapter, that third verse says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ." Sometimes the people who God has assigned you to freely give of yourself fight you the most. Don't even see that you're the yielded vessel that God's working through. I always have to remind the people of God, when we're having financial challenges, when we're having even health challenges, when we're having relationship challenges, whatever your challenge is, God still works through people to supernaturally bring you the finances you need. He touches the hearts of people. He gives us favor in places and situations through touching the King's heart. So be sensitive to how He's going to move and endure. Stay in place. Stay in posture with God. Another way of making sure that you're freely giving to everyone, you got to eat the Word. Constantly meditate on His Word. Always confessing the Word. Not what we feel, not what we think, because sometimes it lines up with God and sometimes it doesn't. So you've got to make sure that even your emotions are raging, hormones are hitting every wall up and down. Quiet your spirit and say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I lay hands on my own self and decree the word of God. I touch my own head and decree that I have the mind of Christ." And I activate the atmosphere. See, a lot of times God's going to shut down where that prayer partner you always call, that mother to church, that pastor, you won't be able to get to them. Because God is saying it's a me and you thing of learning how to freely give. One of the verses I quote over my own self every day in Job 22, the 27th and the 28th verse, "Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows." Verse 28, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. I'm activating the heaven. I'm dispatching my ministry angels. I'm not moved by what it looks like. I'm not stressed by what it feels like. I've got a covenant relationship with my God. He told me that we walk by faith, not by sight. I touch my physical eyes and say, God, open my spiritual eyes like Gehazi and allow me to see the chariots of fire where you're assembling Archangel Michael and the angels of heaven that are warring in my behalf, and I'm going to endure like a good soldier, so that everyone around me can see me freely give of my time, can see me freely give of the talents. The talents are for others. I'm just a yielded vessel that it flows through. God, when you give me finances, I understand that first T is the tithe. I will be faithful with my tithe and watch you do exponential math that I could never do. And then as I speak your word, as I decree your word, as I endure and stand firm on your word, I'll watch you show out today and every day. Help everyone remember those two words we talked about last time. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I trust you. Yes, Lord, I'm not going to give up. Yes, Lord, I'm going to do the right thing, and it's not the easy thing. Yes, Lord, I'm surrendered no matter what. Yes, Lord, I believe in your word. When we freely give, our trip produces heavenly treasures on earth. Give to gesture intimately, valuing everyone. We seal this word and our spirits with a yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful, powerful word of God. Family, feel free to go to our website, and we also have a playback number where you can hear this message. And the playback number is for you, 712-432-1085. Use the same PIN number, and you can hear this message immediately. Otherwise, you can go to our website. Minister Tammy, will you please come forward, and will you seal this prayer, seal this call with your prayer and our prayer request? Are you there, Minister Tammy?
Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning. Thank God for the word this morning. Praise God. Let us go before our Father, before the throne of grace this morning. Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We bless your holy name this morning. Father, we want to thank you as we come before your throne of grace boldly, Lord God. Thank you for the word that we received this morning. Thank you for using Dr. Vanessa, your servant, mightily this morning. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins on today, that you may hear us, Lord God. Forgive us and help us to forgive others, Lord God, that we may bring our requests to you this morning. Father, we are bringing our prayer requests, those that are spoken and unspoken this morning. Father, we are thanking you for the life of Joni. Lord God, we are claiming healing for leukemia. Father God, by your stripes, she is already healed. We believe and confess the healing in our sister Joni on today. Father God, we are believing you for Jackie, and we are touching and agreeing, Father God, that her the niece of, with her unborn child of Tina, Father God, shall be born in your time, Father. You are in control of the times and seasons, and we believe you and bless you for that. Father God, we're standing in the gap for Deborah today, Lord God. In her daughter is in need, Lord God, of peace. We send your shalom peace to her on today, Father God, giving her a peaceful rest, Lord. Let her dwell in your secret place, Most High God. We are thanking you, Father God, for the victory over every evil spirit, and we command you to leave Jessica's house in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are thanking you for Mary Cross, Lord, for the provisions, Father God, for the place, Lord, for the wisdom, Lord God, where she will be, where she will rest, Father God. We're thanking you that you are her shepherd and you supply all of her needs, Father God. We're thanking you for each and every one of the TMC family, Lord, that is on this call on today. Father God, we stand saying that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We believe the word that we have received on today, God. We will not only be hearers of the word, but we'll be doers. We say yes, Lord, to your will. We say yes, Lord, to your way. Father, we ask you to bless and restore Lord, Dr. Vanessa, Father God. Keep her, Lord God, in her pen as she gives of her time, her gifts, and her talents to all of those who are on this call. Father, we just bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus over this word, over this call, and each and every caller under the sound of my voice. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you. Glory to God. To the TMC prayer intercessors, Willa, Benita, and Tammy, thank you for your faithfulness unto the Lord and to this call. To the mighty woman of God, Dr. Vanessa, thank you for the powerful word that you have brought forth to us this day. And to the TMC family, we love you. We look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Be that minister in the marketplace. And don't forget our campaign for Evangelist Gwen Beatty, one of our very own. Go to her website, www.fillabottlesavealife.com. She is victorious in Christ and fighting a battle of cancer, which is defeated. And we are sowing into this ministry for her, and that's her website, because she is taking holistic products and our Artists International products too. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.